Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Zayin. Now that we have learned in the last perek how to calculate the molad of any month, we turn in this perek to the first stage in determining the structure of any calendar year. This is finding the day of the week on which Rosh Hashanah takes place that year, based on the exact time of the molad of the month of Tishrei. In principle, Rosh Hashanah should be the day of this molad itself. But our perek describes four situations in which Rosh Hashanah is pushed to the following day, and sometimes to 2 days later. These situations are known as dechiyot. As we learn them inside, I'll explain the reason behind each one as it is understood by most Rishonim. However, the Rambam himself doesn't explain any of them until the end of the perek, where he provides an explanation which other Rishonim find puzzling and difficult to accept. We'll discuss his explanation and the problems with it when we get to the end of the perek. Halacha Aleph. Ein kov'in le'olam rosh chodesh tishrei lefi cheshbon ze, lo be'echad b'shabbat, v'lo b'rvi'i b'shabbat, v'lo be'erev shabbat. Siman lehen adu. Ela kishiye molan tishrei be'echad mishlosha yamim ha'ilu, kov'in rosh ha'chodesh be'yom shela acharav. Ketzad, harei shehaya ha'molad be'echad b'shabbat, kov'in rosh chodesh tishrei yom sheni. Vim ye ha'molad b'rvi'i, kov'in rosh chodesh b'chamishi. Vim ye ha'molad b'shishi, kov'in rosh ha'chodesh b'shvi'i. Rosh chodesh tishrei, that is, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, may not fall on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. The usual name for this dechia is Lo Adu Rosh, where Adu, Aleph, Dalet, Yud, means the first, fourth, and sixth day of the week, and Rosh refers to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, if the Molad of Tishrei occurs on one of these days, Rosh Hashanah is only the next day, Monday, Thursday, or Shabbat, respectively. The generally accepted explanation for this dechia, mentioned in the Hasagat HaRavid at the end of this perek, is to avoid especially undesirable situations involving other holidays. If Rosh Hashanah begins on Wednesday or Friday, then Yom Kippur will come out on Friday or Sunday, adjacent to Shabbat. As we mentioned back in Perek Gimel, having two consecutive days, Yom Kippur and Shabbat, in which no malacha can be done at all, was extremely burdensome in the era before refrigeration, which is critical both to preserve cooked food and, lo aleinu, to preserve a corpse until it can be buried days later. If Rosh Hashanah begins on Sunday, then Hoshana Rabbah comes out on Shabbat, meaning that the minhag of Arava, which we learned about in Hilchot Lulav Perek Chet, which is usually observed on that day, must be skipped, in the same way that the Dalet Minim are not taken on whichever day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbat. But unlike Lulav, the minhag of Arava is observed nowadays only on one day, Hoshana Rabbah, and so Chazal adjusted the calendar to ensure that we never miss this opportunity. Halacha bet, v'chein im yeh ha'molad b'chatzi ha'yom o lemala mechatzi ha'yom, kovin rosh ha'chodesh b'yom shela acharav. Ketzad, harei sh'haya ha'molad b'yom sheni, sheish sha'ot b'yom, o yater al sheish sha'ot, kovin rosh chodesh b'shlishi. Vim haya ha'molad kodem chatzi ha'yom, afilu b'chelek echad, kovin rosh ha'chodesh b'oto yom ha'molad atzmo, v'hu shelo yeh oto ha'yom mimei adu. If the Molad of Tishrei occurs any time on or after midday, that is, from 18 hours into the day, recall that the day begins with 12 hours of night, then 12 hours of day. Then Rosh Hashanah is delayed until the following day. This dechia is referred to in the halachic literature as Molad Zaken, an old Molad, in the sense that it occurs late in the day, in the last 6 hours of the day. The reason given for it by other Rishonim is based on a Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, which says that the new moon isn't visible anywhere, even in western areas where the sun sets later, until at least 6 hours after the Molad. Therefore, even though technically the Molad occurs today, we delay Rosh Hashanah until tomorrow, because no one can possibly see the moon before then. Halacha Gimel points out that it can happen that both of these dechiyot, Lo Adu Rosh and Molad Zaken, are applied together. Kishiyeh ha-molad b'chatzot hayom, o achar chatzot, v'idachel hayom shel acharav, im haya hayom shel acharav, mimei adu, harei ze nidche l'shel achar acharav, v'yeh rosh ha-chodesh kavua b'shlishi miyom ha-molad. Ketzad, Harei Shaya Molad B'Shabbat B'Chatzot, Siman Zayin Yudchet, Kovin Rosh HaChodesh B'Shana Shemolada Kazeh B'Sheni B'Shabbat. V'chein im haya hamolad b'shlishi b'chatzot or achar chatzot, kovin rosh hachodesh b'chamishi b'shabbat. If the molad Tishrei occurs on Shabbat at midday or later, then Rosh Hashanah is delayed to the next day based on molad zaken. But the next day is Sunday, when Rosh Hashanah cannot begin due to lo adu rosh. So in this case, Rosh Hashanah is pushed off to Monday. Similarly, if molad Tishrei occurs on Tuesday afternoon, Rosh Hashanah begins only on Thursday. It is perhaps no coincidence that the Rambam begins with the example of Molad Tishrei on Shabbat afternoon. We mentioned in the last parak a major debate between Rav Sadia Gaon and Ben Meir about the rules of the calendar. This debate centered around the parameters of Molad Zaken and resulted in different conclusions about exactly this case. The Rambam's definition of Molad Zaken follows the Babylonian tradition of the Gaonim. But the tradition in Eretz Yisrael was that Rosh Hashanah is delayed only if the molad takes place at least 642 chalakim, that's between 35 and 36 minutes, after midday. In the year 923, that is, at the start of the Hebrew year Dalid Tuf Resh Pei Dalid, the molad Tishrei occurred 237 chalakim after midday on a Shabbat. So for Rav Sadia Gaon, this was a Molad Zaken, and Rosh Hashanah was delayed to Monday, as we just explained. But for Ben Meir, this was not a Molad Zaken, and so Rosh Hashanah would begin on Shabbat. Fascinatingly, their debate affected the calendar in the previous year as well. But to understand why, we need to learn about the third Dechia, described in Halacha Dalet. Molad Tishrei sheyatza b'cheshbon ze b'leil shlishi b'teisha sha'ot b'layla u'matayim v'arba'a chalakim misha'a asirit simana gatrad o yater al ze im hayta shana pshuta dochin et rosh hachodesh ve'ein kovin oto b'shlishi b'shana zo ela b'chamishi b'shabbat. The third dechia is as follows. If the Molad Tishrei at the start of a Shana Pshuta, a 12-month year, not a Mu'uberet, occurs on Tuesday, more than 9 hours and 204 chalakim into the day, the acronym is Gatrad, Gimel, Tet, Resh, Dalid, then Rosh Hashanah is delayed until Thursday. Note that if the Molad occurred from 18 hours into the day, then Rosh Hashanah would be pushed to Thursday anyway due to Molad Zaken. So this essentially moves up the effect of Molad Zaken in this specific scenario by close to 9 hours. What is the reason for this Dechia? We'll learn in the next perek that a Shana Pshuta can be either 353, 354, or 355 days, no more and no less. This works out to 50 full weeks, plus either 3, 4, or 5 additional days. This means that whenever Rosh Hashanah takes place at the start of a Shana Pshuta, it must take place the following year, either 3, 4, or 5 days later in the week. For example, this year, Tavshin Pei Vav is a Shana Pshuta, and Rosh Hashanah began on Tuesday. Next year, Tavshin Pei Zayin, it begins on Shabbat, 4 days later in the week. Typically, this happens naturally, based on the time of Molad Tishrei in each of the 2 years. But the first two Dechiot create a problem in the event that the Molad Tishrei of a Shana Pshuta occurs on Tuesday after 9 hours, 204 chalakim into the day. Rosh Hashanah should come out on Tuesday in this case. But looking ahead to Molad Tishrei of next year, by adding to this molad, the residue of a Shana Pshuta, which we saw in the last perek, is Dalid Chet Tata'u, 4 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalakim, we find that next year's Molad Tishrei occurs on Shabbat, 18 hours into the day or later. As we saw in Halacha Gimel, this means that Rosh Hashanah next year must be pushed to Monday, due to the combination of Molad Zaken and Lo Adu Rosh. But now we have a problem. If Rosh Hashanah this year is on Tuesday, and next year is on Monday, this is a gap of 6 days in the week, which cannot be accommodated by a Shana Pshuta. So we have no choice but to delay Rosh Hashanah this year to the next day, Wednesday, which by Lo Adu Rosh means that it is moved one more day to Thursday. This is the third Dechia of Gatrad. Recall the debate we mentioned between Rav Sadia Gaon and Ben Meir about Molad Zaken. Because Ben Meir considers a mola to be zakein only if it is at least 642 chalakim after midday, and as we just explained, this dechia of gatrad is needed because of a situation of molad zakein which occurs the following year, the conclusion is that Ben Meir would push off the dechia of gatrad as well by 642 chalakim. That is, Rosh Hashanah is moved to Thursday only when the Molad Tishrei at the start of a Shana Pshuta occurs on Tuesday, on or after 9 hours and 846 chalakim into the day. In the year 922, at the start of the Hebrew year, Dalid Tafresh Pei Gimel, just 1 year before the calendar divergence between Rav Sadigon and Ben Meir that we described earlier, the Molad Tishrei occurred on Tuesday, 9 hours and 441 chalakim into the day. As Tafresh Pei Gimel was a Shana Pshuta, this means that the Dechia of Gatrad took effect, according to Rav Sadigon, moving Rosh Hashanah to Thursday. But for Ben Meir, this was still about 400 chalakim too early to apply this dechia, and so Rosh Hashanah remained on Tuesday. So on two consecutive years, the date of Rosh Hashanah would be different according to these two traditions about the structure of the calendar. But in fact, the divergence of calendar traditions already affected the date of Pesach of the year before these two, Dalid Tafresh Pei Bet, spring of the year 922. Most of the reason for this has already been explained, but we need one more ingredient which we will learn in the next perek, so we'll come back to this fascinating story at that point. We continue with the fourth dechia in Halacha He. V'chein im yatsa molad tishrei b'yom sheni b'shalosh sha'ot b'yom v'chamesh me'ot u'shmonim v'tisha chalakim misha'a revi'it simana bet tet vav takpat o yater alkein אם הייתה אותה שנה מוצאי המעוברת, שהייתה שנה סמוכה לה שעברה המעוברת, אין קובעין ראש החודש בשני בשנה זו, אלא בשלישי. If the Molad Tishrei of a year just after a Shana Meuberet occurs on Monday, any time from 15 hours and 589 chalakim into the day, the acronym is Bet Tet Vav Takpat, Tav Kuf Pei Tet, then Rosh Hashanah is delayed to Tuesday. Note that this dechia is very rare, because from 18 hours on, the molad is already a molad zaken, so Rosh Hashanah would be delayed anyway. This means that there is only a window of less than 2.5 hours in which the molad tishrei can occur for this dechia to be relevant, and recall that it must be the year after a Shana Meuberet, only 7 of every 19 years. The reason for this dechia is similar to that of the last one. As we'll learn in the next perek, a Shana Meuberet can be 383, 384, or 385 days long, no more and no less. This works out to 54 weeks plus 5 or 6 days, or exactly 55 full weeks. So on whichever day of the week Rosh Hashanah comes out at the start of a Shana Meuberet, it must come out the following year either 5 or 6 days later in the week, or on the same day of the week. Again, this usually happens naturally due to the timing of each Molad Tishrei. But consider what happens if the Molad Tishrei of the following year is on Monday, any time from 15 hours and 589 chalakim into the day. Rosh Hashanah should be Monday in this case, again, within the 2.5 hour window where the Molad isn't zaken. But subtracting the residue of a Shana Meuberet, which we learned in the last perek, is Hey Kaf Aleph Takpat, 5 days, 21 hours, and 589 chalakim, we find that the Molad Tishrei of the Shana Meuberet a year earlier occurred on Tuesday, 18 hours into the day or later. So based on Molad Zakein, followed by Lo Adu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah of the Shana Meuberet takes place on Thursday. The problem is clear. From Thursday last year to Monday this year is a difference of only 4 days in the week, too small to be accommodated by a Shana Meuberet. The problem cannot be solved like in the last case by delaying Rosh Hashanah of the first year, as this would only shorten the gap to fewer days, while we need to lengthen the gap to at least 5 days. So we have to delay Rosh Hashanah of the following year to Tuesday, creating a 5-day gap which can work for a Shana Meuberet. In Halacha Vav, the Rambam summarizes, we now know how to find the day of the week on which Rosh Hashanah will come out in any given year. This is done by calculating, using the methods of the last perek, when Molad Tishrei occurs at the start of the year. If none of these four dechiyot is relevant, then the day of the Molad Tishrei is the first day of Rosh Hashanah. If one of the dechiyot is relevant, or possibly the first and second together, as we saw in Halacha Gimel, then we follow the rules of that dechiyah to arrive at the correct day of the week for the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Halacha Zayin. Umipnei ma ein kovin b'cheshbon ze b'mei adu. Lefisha cheshbon ze hu l'kibutz hayarech v'ashemesh b'ilucham ha'emtza'i. Lo b'mkomam ha'amiti, k'mo shehodanu. Lefichach asu yom kviyah v'yom dechiyah, k'dei lifgo b'yom ha'kibutz ha'amiti. Ketzad, bishlishi kovin, birvi'i dochin, bachamishi kovin, bishishi dochin, bishabat kovin, bechad bishabat dochin, bisheni kovin. The Rambam ends the perek by explaining why the four dechiyot were incorporated into the calendar. The reason, he says, has to do with the fact that we saw at the start of the last perek. The lunar cycle really varies in length from month to month, and the duration of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim is only an average. So in general, the moment which we calculate as the exact time of the Molad will not really be correct. In order to make it more likely that Rosh Hashanah really will take place on the day of the Molad, the dechiyot were instituted to delay Rosh Hashanah when the Molad occurs on certain days of the week. The days alternate in this regard. If the Molad occurs on Tuesday, we don't delay Rosh Hashanah. But if on Wednesday, we do. On Thursday, we don't. On Friday, we do, etc. In Halacha Chet, the Rambam adds that the other three dechiyot have the same purpose, and he brings an empirical proof to support his explanation. Sometimes the Molad, according to our calculation, will come out on Tuesday afternoon. Hence, Rosh Hashanah is delayed to Thursday. And the moon will in fact not be visible until Friday, or sometimes until Shabbat. This proves that the dechiyot are justified, as without them we would celebrate Rosh Hashanah several days before the actual Molad of Tishrei. There are two major difficulties with the Rambam's explanation of the dechiyot. The first is the one raised by the Ravid in his Hasaga here and by other Rishonim. If the point is only to delay Rosh Hashanah in order to coincide with the true Molad rather than the calculated one, the dechiyot seem like a very arbitrary way to reach that goal. As the Ravid puts it, what is the sin of Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday that we assume the true Molad never occurs on those days, and so we push off Rosh Hashanah? And conversely, why do we assume that the Molad is more likely to occur on the other 4 days of the week? Furthermore, there are sources in the Gemara for the strong preference against having Yom Kippur come out adjacent to Shabbat, or having Hoshana Rabbah come out on Shabbat, as we explained earlier. So why doesn't the Rambam rely on this simpler and more straightforward explanation? Pnei Yehoshua, in his commentary on Masechet Rosh Hashanah, explains the opinion of the Rambam. He understands that the Rambam fully accepts the standard reasons for the dechiyot, which we explained as we learned the perek. But the Rambam felt that despite the excellent reasons for these dechiyot, these reasons are ultimately practical considerations, which bear no relation to the fundamental considerations of the calendar, namely having Rosh Chodesh as close as possible to the Molad and aligning the lunar year with the solar year. So we are only justified in applying these dechiyot if we can find some reason to use them which is inherently linked to the purpose of the calendar. This is similar to what we saw in Perek Dalet, where the Rambam distinguished between the three major indicators which are used for Ibur Shana, namely Tkufa, Aviv, and Perot Ha'ilan, and other practical considerations like damaged roads and bridges. In the case of Ibur Shana, both types of reasons are valid, but we noted ways in which the Rambam gives clear priority to the first type, because the three indicators are fundamentally related to the purpose of the calendar, while the practical considerations are not. Unlike the case of Ibur Shana, the Rambam found no explicit source in Chazal which allows pushing off Rosh Hashanah by a day for a practical consideration, like in order to avoid having Yom Kippur fall on Friday or Sunday. Though other Rishonim do find such a source, and the listener is referred to the end of our shir in Perek Gimel, where we discuss different understandings of Ma'abrin et HaChodesh Letzorech. Therefore, to explain the Dechiyot, the Rambam had to provide a reason beyond the practical one, and which relates to the fundamental structure and purpose of the calendar. Hence his explanation that the Dechiyot make it more likely for Rosh Hashanah to coincide with the actual Molad of Tishrei. Once that explanation is accepted, the specific form which the Dechiyot take, like Lo Adu Rosh and Molad Zaken, can be chosen based on practical considerations. The second difficulty with the Rambam is that his explanation itself seems problematic. The calculation we use relies on the average length of the lunar cycle. And as we mentioned, this average length is indeed extremely close to the average length accepted by modern science. So just as it can happen that the true Molad occurs after the calculated one, as the Rambam describes, shouldn't it also be possible for it to occur before? In which case, by pushing off Rosh Hashanah, aren't we further distancing the holiday from the actual Molad? This question is addressed by the commentary Yad Pshuta on the Halacha. I'll admit that I had trouble following all the details of his explanation, which relies on empirical observations of lunar cycle in addition to the Rambam's own words. But one important point stands out. Recall from Perek Vav Halacha Dalet that the total length of 12 lunar months, that is 12 times the average length of 29 days, 12 hours, 793 halakim, is 354 days plus almost 9 hours. This means that in a Shana Pshuta consisting of 353 or 354 days, both shorter than this total length, the average length of each month is less than the real average of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. This makes it much more likely for the real Molad to occur after the calculated one, because the calculated Molad implicitly assumes a shorter month. The same is true of a Shana Mu'beret, which is only 383 days, as opposed to 384 or 385. Statistically, these three types of years represent about half of all calendar years. It's true that other years may lack this problem entirely, and they may even have the opposite problem of an average month which is implicitly longer than the real average, causing the calculated Molad to come out after the real one. Nonetheless, if the Rambam only needs a justification of the entire concept of Dechia, which relates to the essential purpose of the calendar, as we explained earlier in the name of the Pnei Yoshua, then the goal of solving this very real problem, which affects 50% of years, may indeed suffice.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.